Time now for the worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM Port Huron.
We're here to worship. It's the best day of its kind.
If you like this kind of weather.
It's still the best day.
It is. My duck's laughing.
As a side note, in a world and in where we are right now, there's a lot of negativism, a lot of seriousness. It's good. We need it all. But for the next 50 minutes, we're here to put hope and joy into your hearts so that you can carry that through the rest of the week. So we're here to worship.
We are.
The few Sundays into Lent. Hope you're looking at Facebook and getting all of the e-stuff that we've been sending to help guide you through this journey of Lent.
Yes, join us. This is Pastor Don here at Our Savior for over 28 years. We welcome you to the worship life of this church. Still electronic, but boy, we sure have enhanced it in the last 4 weeks. Many different channels, Facebook Live. I did a segment just this morning, so if you're a Facebooker and you get video, you're gonna see a trial portion explaining our worship. And also on March the 21st, the wonderful praise team is gonna lead the worship, yay team, and Denver D. Terry, supreme technologist for us, is going to show you how to do Facebook Live, and we're going to be launching in that component. The radio you're used to, 85 years plus of radio, and then podcast, simulcast for the last 6 years. God has given us instruments way before there was a pandemic. Our website is active every day with daily devotions, with postings and news of this congregation. So this is the second Sunday of Lent. Every broadcast of this church needs a sponsor. Last week, we had an empty slate. We brought forward some who are regulars, and we greatly appreciate the gifts in memory of Doug Abbott, who are also our anonymous one from the community of 20 years. He is sponsoring this broadcast this day. Then during the week, we got another $1,300 came in for radio broadcast. God bless you who hear the broadcast and think that this instrument of outreach is important, not just to you, but to the community and to the internet. So we are here to worship our God during this Lenten time. Thank you, community sponsor, for over 2 decades. You are a blessing to the world. So gathering hymn, Beneath the Cross of Jesus. Choral selection, love this music. Over 30 minutes of music out of this entire broadcast. Enjoy and praise your God. Ready for worship, those four scenarios of music in that first gathering hymn should have primed our pump. So we gather this day in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the keeper of the covenant, the source of steadfast love, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
God hears us when we cry. He calls us close in Jesus Christ. Let us return to the one who is full of compassion. Fountain of living water, pour out your mercy over us.
Our sin is heavy, and we long to be free. Rebuild what we have ruined, and mend what we have torn.
Wash us in your cleansing blood.
make us alive in the Spirit, to follow in the way of Jesus, as healers and restorers of the world you so love.
Amen.
Beloved, God's word never fails. Let me repeat that. Beloved, God's word never fails. The promise rests on grace by the saving love of Jesus Christ, the wisdom and power of God. Your sins are forgiven, and God remembers them no more. Journey in the way of Jesus. Amen. Hymn of praise this day, Thine Be the Glory. Again, choral selection.
By the passion of your blessed Son, you made us an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. Grant us the glory in the cross of Christ, that we may gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Cheryl lays on us the word of God.
First lesson comes from Genesis chapter 17, selected verses. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will make you exceedingly numerous. Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of angels. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your offspring after you. God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall give rise to nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm comes from Psalm 22. The antiphon is, all the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. You who fear the Lord, give praise. All you of Jacob's line, give glory. Stand in awe of the Lord, all you offspring of Israel.
For the Lord does not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty. Neither is the Lord's face hidden from them.
But when they cry out, the Lord hears them. From you comes my praise in the great assembly. I will perform my vows in the sight of those who fear the Lord.
The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Let those who seek the Lord give praise.
May your hearts live forever.
All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord.
All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of nations shall bow before God.
For dominion belongs to the Lord, who rules over the nations.
Indeed, all who sleep in the earth shall bow down in worship. All who go down to the dust, though they be dead, shall kneel before the Lord. Their descendants shall serve the Lord, whom they shall proclaim to generations to come. They shall proclaim God's deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying to them, the Lord has acted.
All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord.
Our second reading comes from Romans chapter 4. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the apparent of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there violation. For this reason, it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the appearance of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of all of us, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. In the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Hoping against hope, he believed that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, so numerous shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was already as good as dead, for he was about 100 years old. Or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb, no distress made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith that he gave glory to God, being fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Therefore, his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now the words, it was reckoned to him, were written not for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be reckoned to us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was handed over to death for our trespasses and was raised for our justification. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Hope. Today's gospel is from Mark, the gospel writer for the year, in the 8th chapter. Glory to you, Lord. So Jesus began to teach him, the Son of Man must undergo great suffering, be rejected by the elders of the Jewish faith, the chief priests, the religious leaders, and the scribes, and then to be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. Now, I said this quite openly. Peter took him aside and he began to rebuke Jesus. The student rebuking the master. How unnatural. But turning and looking at all of his disciples, Jesus looked over Peter and all the rest and he rebuked them, saying, get behind me, Satan, for you're not setting your mind on divine things. You're thinking on human terms, human thoughts. So Jesus called the larger group, the crowd, along with his disciples who should know better. He said to them, if any of you want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their lives will lose it. Those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what is their profit to gain the whole world and forfeit then your life, your soul? Indeed, what can they give in return for your life? Those who are ashamed of me, though, and of my words, in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father and with the holy angels. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's mercy, and the blessing of Almighty God, whom we seek to walk and journey with during Lent, be with us all. Amen. And see if you're learning your biblical literacy.
We were told last week there would be 5 Old Testament readings of covenants God made. Last week, quiz time. Do you remember the first covenant last week? It was Noah. Sign of the covenant, a rainbow. What was the promise? He will never destroy the world by water and flood again. Did it come from Noah? No way. Did it come from human origin? No way. It came as a promise, an eternal covenant from God. Now, second one is today's. We come, see, if you know your Bible, Old Testament, Genesis 9 is the flood story, 6 through 9. And we go down to Genesis, well, preceding, but 12 is the key place where God blesses Abram and makes him this promise of being a father of many nations, he who was once childless. But parenthetically, if you know your Bible history, it took 25 years. That was the longest pregnancy on record. No, she wasn't pregnant 25 years. The promise was spoken before it was realized. I hope you have patience of it. You know, sometimes people say the patience of Job. How about the patience of Abram? Good Lord. And even he started wavering in some form and fashion. But God says, you will be blessed forever as my leader of my people. But it's not just so you get some payoff on this, Abraham. You are my instrument. You are to be doing my will in this world. How often we, believers, listeners to a promise of 4,000 years ago, saying, boy, isn't it nice that he chose it? Oh, do you realize what it means to be chosen by God? It means you take up your cross, you're going to suffer. The world is going to reject you as it did the Master Jesus. The world is going to curse you, call you crazy, silly, as the culture is doing to Christianity today. We don't understand. We're too judgmental. Oh, come on, give me a break. Read the Bible. It's not my word. It's God's word. God speaks. We repeat. And we work to achieving God's plan of salvation and goodness for all peoples and equality for all races. Please get it straight. And notice for Abraham, he didn't do anything to acquire. That's why it's called by Paul in the second reading, reckoned as righteousness. This will be reiterated in the Hebrews epistle in the New Testament, chapter 11, the great chapter about faith. See, you and I are called to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I like how it said Luther, Martin Luther, the reformer, said to believe is a 3-step process. First, you have to hear. That's why we have Bible classes. That's why we preach. That's why we do broadcasts. That's why we electronics. That's why we have Bible studies, catechism, all those things, so it can be heard. Okay, you gotta hear it. Then it has to be cognitive register in our brain, partly in our heart, to believe. To believe is to take the next step. You make an act of the will and you say, this is my intent, this is the way I want my life to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. God is the only divine being. This is the only one I answer to, and my life is wholly accountable to Christ. Okay, step 2 in the ladder, as Luther says. Third one now is total commitment. That's a tough one. That's the difference I've used and others have used. The man walking across, a crowd around, going to do a tightrope walk over Niagara Falls, not like last week where it was frozen, but like it usually is, it flows millions of gallons every hour. As the man's ready to go, somebody says, you really think you can get through it? And he says, oh, sure, I can do it. And he says, do you think I can? The man who's going to walk across asked to one of the audiences, and they said, I don't know. He says, well, if you think I can, come aboard, sit in the wheelbarrow, and I'll push you across.
You and I are asked to be in the wheelbarrow. You and I are asked to commit our future, our present, everything to Christ. And get on board and let Christ take this journey instead of, you know, the one song by country western singer, you know, come on board and be, take the wheel. He owns the vehicle. He not only takes the wheel, he's in charge. And so that's where we come as well to that reality. And I hope you prayed the prayer of the day today. Let me take it back to you and you'll see it. Every time in the liturgy, the prayer of the day is a reflection on the lesson's theme that you will hear just as you hear exposit right now. Here is the prayer, hopefully you thought, spoke, or listened to. O God, by the passion of your blessed Son, you made us an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. Grant us so to glory in the cross of Jesus, that we may gladly, hear that, gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. You said the words. Do you understand the prayer and what Christ is calling for us as well? Gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of Jesus Christ. That's what the Apostle Paul is speaking about. Abraham had no idea about it, Jesus Christ. Abraham understood the Lord God, Jehovah. He understood that God was a good God. When he was back in the village of Ur, he had a special revelation that God was one God, not all these multiple gods of the ancient world. God said, come on out, we're going on a journey. Take your woman, Sarai, and all your slave people and your whole extended family. You're going with me to a new land. Now, if that isn't blind faith, I don't know what is. Many times people were falling away, including his nephew Lot. You know the story, right? He wanted to break off to go to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, anyways, Abraham could have aborted, but he didn't. And it was reckoned to him as righteousness. But notice it wasn't a reward. It was because God had called Abraham to be his instrument in this world, as God in Jesus Christ has called you. God has called me. And God has called all the baptized. Not those who want it. The gospel lesson. The Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples. I like to refer to this. Jesus was the worst recruiter for volunteers. I said on a videotape that's playing on Facebook today, I was at 5 o'clock this morning posting it there. So if you go to Facebook, you'll see the video. I talk about this there. In the course of time, usually, over the ministry I've been part of in churches, when you have a committee, a nominating committee or whatever, a search committee, looking for volunteers to fill offices in a church, trying to twist arms, you try to make it easy, sound saleable, and water it down so much nobody could possibly say no without feeling like terrible Christian. Well, that's not true here at our Savior. We've been having people telling us left and right, no. The reality is, we are called to serve. We may have our own reasons why we think you're qualified or we don't want to be qualified. But God says, I've got a task for you to do. You have the means. We'll equip you to do the rest. Come out of your hiding and come and do. So Jesus says, get ready. As he called the crowd together, even the marginal believers,
If you want to become my follower, deny yourself. Take up your cross, follow me. You want to save your life? You're going to lose it here. That's the wrong line you stepped into. Those who want to lose their life for my sake, but for the sake of the gospel, you're going to win it. What's it going to profit you? Or if you're in the line that says, just enjoy the world, don't worry, put it off, procrastinate, God's got to forgive you. Understand, you'll lose your life. This is not just theology, this is life and death. Don't be ashamed of me, Jesus says. Don't be ashamed of my words, because this adulterous and sinful generation, it's going to perdition. You know that, I know that. Quit playing games. Strip it back the way God called it. Okay, Lent. Time of remorse, penance, seeking God's will. What is God's will? Total obedience. Can we do it? Not perfectly. Is a condition upon us? Never. It's the work of the Holy Spirit in your life, my life, every believer's life. If you've been baptized into Christ Jesus, whether as child, infant, or a young adult, you have entered into the courts of the line that follows Jesus, Church of Jesus Christ. Wake up. Church of Jesus Christ, answer the call to serve. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us, remain with us always. Amen. Amen. Today is Jesus Leslie. It's going to start strange, but believe me, you know and I know how it's going to end. Catlin Brothers.
Jesus loves me. This I know. Us to him belong. We may be weak, but our God is strong.
It's where we go to the source book of the Bible. Affirming our faith, and I hope you can do it. Join us, please. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ,
God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead,
and on the third day rose again.
He ascended into heaven.
He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Relying on the promise of God, we pray boldly for the church, the world, and all in need. Your gift of grace is for all people. Give confident faith to all the baptized that they may follow you wholeheartedly. Give new believers joy in your promise. Give hope and courage to those who suffer for their faith. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
All the ends of the earth worship you, from galaxies to microorganisms. Preserve your creation. Teach humanity to wonder at your works and to join you in tending to creation's well-being. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You rule over the nations. Rise up advocates for peace and justice within and between nations. Give life where hope seems dead. Call into existence new realities we cannot even imagine. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
In Jesus, you join humanity in suffering and death. Reveal to the depth of your love shown on the cross. Accompany all who suffer in body, mind, and spirit. Restore all who are sick or grieving. Mm-hmm. Bring benediction for victims of injustice, exploitation, and oppression. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You made Abraham and Sarah the ancestors of multitude of nations. Bless the grandparents, parents, and foster parents, and the children who look to them for care and guidance. Console those who deal with infertility, parents who have entrusted their children to adoption, the children longing to be adopted. Equip ministries and services to families. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We await the day of Christ's coming in glory. Lead us by example of all the saints who we've called to take up their cross and follow you, that together we may find our lives in you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gracious God, we know you see what's going on down here with planet Earth. You know what disease is doing to our people. You know what cancers are doing to the lives and families of people we love. We pray for those on our list, Maria Rompf, Joe Coulthard, Elvira Coulthard, Donna Taylor, Ray Shinosky, Don Chittister, and as we added a couple of weeks ago, Phyllis Akers, requested by Brad Terry, Teresa, and her husband, Rick Hazard. And my neighbor, for the last couple weeks, been gone into the hospital, Ed O'Connor. Now we know there's more from the body of Christ here and around this community and this world. For the COVID survivors, for the COVID people infected, and for those who are the caregivers, Lord, be with us all. We need you, the great physician. Watch over this world, bind it up, Lord. May the sins we have done change into justice and mercy for all people. And so we continue in prayers, entrusting ourselves, all of the words and prayers we have spoken, O faithful God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Continue in prayer as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
At this point in the service, we return to God that which God has blessed us with in terms of material gifts. But more importantly, the offering is to be an act of surrendering ourselves to God and to serve our God every day of our life. So your material gifts to our Savior are always greatly appreciated. Your sponsorship of the radio. Let me come up, kind of updated again. The community sponsor for these many years has sponsored today's service. Next week, Judy Avers, Judy Gaines sponsors us. On the second Sunday of March, we acquired another multiple sponsor from the community. God bless her. And sponsors them, bless the radio broadcast that's transmitted on the 14th. The 21st, we restored Doug Abbott, recognizing his contribution, his love of this ministry, and those who gave memorial gifts for him. The 28th, Hope Dorsbacher will sponsor. In April, celebrating the resurrection, memory of Doug Abbott. The 11th, community sponsor of many years. The 18th, we're just going to leave you a crack, let you get a chance if you want to come in. Then the newer community person on the 25th. The month of May is already booked. How's that? Last week, we had two or three into the next 4 months. I can report to you now, they're all booked. God bless you all supporting this ministry. So we continue with our offering hymn, Oh, How I Love Jesus. And oh, how I love Randy Travis.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, a sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a heart that no one can below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Christ love me. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Thank you, Randy. Hope, if you give us our prayer.
Faithful God, you walk in beside us in desert places, and you meet us in our hunger with bread from heaven. Accompany us in this meal that we may pass over from death to life with Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
You are what God made you to be, created in Christ Jesus for good works, chosen as holy and beloved, freed to serve your neighbor. God bless you, that you may be a blessing. In the name of the holy and life-giving Trinity, amen.
Amen. Before the dismissal, we have a generous amount of time. I hope you've had fun with this service and praising God. We've had fun on this side of the microphone. I've always indicated how the music of the church in my library has been growing leaps and bounds. This was the newest edition, just came in the last 7 days. It's a collection of Elvis Presley's faith-based hymns. So just a precious Lord, take my hand. See if this doesn't bring tears or chills down your spine and touch your soul.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my
Lead me home.
Go in peace. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God.
I'm glad we have a few more minutes, because I think sometimes the last little words that we say get lost, and that is that the Doris Bacher family is sending our love to each and every one of you. We do pray for you.
Yes.
And know that there is a light at the end of this tunnel. We take the concerns of the people very seriously. We don't always have solutions, but that's why God is where he is. And he makes the right decisions. It's just for us to trust. But we are sending our love to you, each and every one.
Also, we want to keep you totally in awareness, too, along with these things, is that while the council have another chance to do discussion, the reality is that this Pastor Don is going to have surgery on Monday, March 15th. It's supposed to be same-day surgery, but the recovery may take a week or time. Who knows? So, besides remembering me in prayer, be patient about the opening of the church, because we want to do it together, and we want to do it safely, because we are giving you a multiple ways to connect with our Savior. Please use any and all of those channels. So we kind of calm down. Let's shake it up. Stand up. Stand up with Jesus. Choral selection.
Church. begins each Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.